This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is going out on the road. This was day one of a cross-country trip to get public comment on its plans to tighten up on coal-fired power plants in this country. The differences of opinion, shall we say, between the coal industry and federal regulators are well known. But Sarah Gardner reports now from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, things seem to be getting a bit more heated.
Busloads of coal miners and other union workers arrived in D.C. this week, thanks to pro-coal groups like the National Mining Association. They packed hearings and rallies, all aimed at tearing down and occasionally making fun of the EPA's plan to regulate emissions from coal-fired power.
They're on a listening tour, EPA. Did you see that? Where are they having the hearings?
Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, he wryly noted that EPA head Gina McCarthy intends to skip over coal country.
I've invited Gina McCarthy to bring the EPA listening tour to Pikeville, Kentucky, and hear from real Americans that they're putting out of work.
Pro-coal forces are going all out now. Rallies, legislation, new coalitions. Last year, the industry spent $17 million lobbying the federal government. This year, expect more, because coal companies fear the EPA regulations will make certain what many analysts are already predicting, coal's long, slow decline. Republicans have already hinted they intend to make coal a key issue in the 2014 elections. Barbara Altizer, a miner's daughter who now directs the Eastern Coal Coalition, says she feels like the industry's invisible to most Americans.
Sometimes I think of our coal industry as the dead man walking. When they're talking about energy, you don't talk about us. My God, we were providing 40% of the electricity in this country.
Groups like the Sierra Club have been spending big bucks of their own attacking coal. It's in the process of spending $50 million for the cause, courtesy of New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.